Things are moving so quickly in our lives a lot of the time, and we can get caught up in the emotion and the stress and feeling angry and frustrated and just so much happening in our lives that we often forget to just ask why. Why are we doing this? Coming back to our why when we have celiac disease and following a strict gluten-free diet is not only helpful, it's absolutely essential. That's what we'll be talking about in today's episode of A Gluten-Free Podcast. Hey, welcome to A Gluten-Free Podcast, the show where we'll be exploring all things gluten-free. I'm your host, Ben. Whether you have celiac disease like me, you're gluten-free for other reasons, or you just want to learn more about the gluten-free diet, then this podcast is for you. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to another episode of A Gluten-Free Podcast. This is a weekly show where I talk to people all around the world doing very helpful and inspiring things in the gluten-free community while also sharing my own story of having celiac disease and living life as a gluten-free dad here in Australia. And speaking of which, I would like to, as always, acknowledge the land on which I'm currently recording this episode on right now. I have just put my kids to bed. It's a very dark and cold night here, winter night in the Southern Highlands, but this is, was, and always will be Gundungurra country. And the Gundungurra people are the true custodians of this land. I would like to pay my respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and acknowledge the stories, traditions, and living cultures of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Also, I am not a health professional in any way. I always say this, I cannot state it enough. Anytime you hear anything on this podcast spoken by myself, specifically today, or my guests in general, please always remember to seek out your own personal medical advice when it comes to doing any changes to your diet or your overall health, because what works for me and my guests on this show may not work for you at all. So please, please always remember to do that. All right, so let's get into the episode today. So on today's episode of Gluten-Free Thoughts, I wanted to talk about why. Why is such an essential question for us when we have celiac disease and following a gluten-free diet? Lately, there's been a lot of stuff happening in my life where it's been out of my control. There's been things that have come up and I've just had to sort of go with the flow a little bit. And I haven't been used to that since my diagnosis. And this is in regards to, you know, traveling somewhere or an event has come up or I am with my kids a lot more these days. My wife is back at work, working a lot more than I am now. And I'm having to think about things and get on top of things with a 2-year-old and a 4.5-year-old. And it's tricky. And I have so, so much more respect for my wife, by the way, after doing this. But there's been tricky little scenarios where I've had to think on my feet. And I am the only one with celiac disease or following a gluten-free diet in our family. So there isn't another one of us that I have to think about. It is just, you know, myself, and then they just eat gluten. So there's tricky little things that have come up, and there's been other things in our life lately, and celiac disease and the gluten-free diet, it's felt like a big barrier. I'll be completely honest with you guys. A lot of the time, I wish I did not have this disease. I wish I didn't have to follow a gluten-free diet. It is a pain in the butt sometimes, literally, isn't it? I mean, let's be honest. but at the same time, I have to keep on asking that question, why? Why am I following a gluten-free diet? Why am I being so strict with this diet? And why do I have to prepare food and ask so many questions before I go to an event and then, you know, double check that the food is absolutely gluten-free and go through all of those safety precautions to make sure that I am healthy? Why am I doing that? And I don't know where I heard this, but it's a tactic by a person came up with this idea, and it's probably been around for a long time. But it's asking why 3 times. And when you ask why 3 times or even more, you really get a fundamental answer out of whatever you're asking yourself. If you're really stuck and you're just, you know, thinking, what am I doing in this scenario? You know, whatever it is. This can be related to your celiac disease and your gluten-free diet, or it can be related to anything in life. If you sit down and you actually talk this out with yourself, you know, you speak it out loud. I find that really helps me a lot of the time, but sometimes just writing it down, if you're not in a place to be, you know, talking out loud, you might be in a park, or you might be with some family or friends, or in a work setting, or in a public space where there's other people around, you might be, you know, a bit more conscious about speaking to yourself. You might get some strange looks doing that. But if you can either write this down or talk to yourself and really just get to the root of it, like why are we doing this? So I had to do this the other day and it really helped me. It really, really helped me. So I was thinking, look, I've got to pack, you know, all this food and I'm going to an event where I'm going to, you know, be around other people that are not, you know, gluten-free and they will be eating gluten. And I was thinking, okay, so I have to pack, you know, extra food and then I'm going to have some snacks. And then I'm thinking about like where I'm going to eat afterwards. And then I'm thinking about, okay, and then I'll probably be hungry later on because I eat so much at nighttime and my body is just used to that. So I'm going to have some snacks for then. And I kept on thinking about it. And then all of a sudden I was just like, argh! I just got so frustrated and angry and just thinking, why? Like, why do I even have this bloody disease? Like, you know, why me? And they were the first whys that came up, but the wrong whys. And so then I thought, look, okay, I'm going to try this why thing that I heard about somewhere. I'm going to start doing the three whys. So why am I so strict with the gluten-free diet? Well, because I don't want the health consequences of what ingesting gluten will do to me when I have celiac disease. Why? Because that will lead to some really bad health outcomes in the future. And I definitely do not want those things to come about. Why? Because I want to live as healthy a life as I can and be able to look after my family and be here for my kids and my wife and be a good husband. Boom. There you go. And then I thought, oh, okay. So I better prepare this stuff. I better get prepared. I better take some extra snacks, settle down, take some deep breaths, give some big exhales, and you'll get through this. And I've had to do that a couple of times recently, and I've found it so important. And not even just with celiac disease and following a gluten-free diet, with so many things. With, you know, my work, with if my children are having tantrums or if, you know, it's a really hard day with them, which has happened a lot recently. They're getting used to me being around a bit more. And having really difficult conversations with people. I found that like having a confrontation with someone, that can be super difficult. And the whys really help there. And this can help you in so many different ways in your life, not just with celiac disease and the gluten-free diet, but it is particularly, as we are talking about, this is a gluten-free podcast, it comes in super handy. And it can really just reaffirm why you're doing something in the first place. And let's be honest, having celiac disease and following a strict gluten-free diet, it comes with many challenges, many hurdles, and the struggles that we face, we know them. I've spoken about them so many times on this podcast and they come up all the time and we just need to remember why. And so I want you to ask yourself, wherever you are, if you're commuting in the car today, if you're, you know, at work, if you're going for a walk, if you're at the gym, wherever you are, just ask yourself why. Ask yourself why three times. And talk yourself through it. Write it down, talk it out loud, however you want to do it. It really, really helps. And that is literally all I wanted to leave you with today. Just remember your why. So look, please keep on sharing this podcast around. The amount of feedback I've had from people all around the world listening to this podcast has been absolutely mind-blowing. I love hearing all your feedback from the episodes as well. Just had Melanie Person on the show as a last guest, and she's released The Very Hungry Celiac. That's also her handle on all her social media platforms. An absolute weapon in the kitchen. Saw her at the Gluten-Free Expo, interviewed Fiona Crockett there, the CEO of Celiac Australia. I did a live podcast recording there in Sydney at the Royal Randwick Racecourse. Jeez, that's a tongue twister to say. I'm glad I didn't say that on the day. I would have most probably just got tongue-tied and not said it properly. But that will be a future episode coming out soon as well. So I love hearing all of your feedback around everything to do with this podcast. And I honestly wouldn't do this without all your support. So please keep on sharing this podcast. If you think this episode or any episode on the podcast would be helpful, please share it with another friend or family. That's the way that you will help this show grow. And just leave a rating and review on this podcast too. I want to keep on making this show for you guys. I want to keep on showing up. And I just love this gluten-free community. I cannot state that enough, how important it is to have this community around us. So wherever you are today, I hope that you have a great day or night. And please always remember your why. I'll see you back here next week. Take care of yourself out there, gluten-free fam.
Thanks so much for taking the time to join me here on a gluten-free podcast. If you're enjoying it and think someone else would too, please share it with them. Also, I'd really appreciate you giving a rating and review on whatever podcasting platform you're listening on. You can find me on Instagram at a.gffamily or send an email to aglutenfreefamily@gmail.com. I'll add all this info in the show notes. Until next time, bye for now.